All right, hi church, thank you for checking in. This video is aimed at young men, but it is appropriate for anybody in the church. Anybody can watch this, and I believe all of us really ought to, but in particular, young men, you are needed here in our church and in the Christian church around the world. You are needed and you are valuable, and there's certain things that you need to step in and do, and certain things that we can step in and help you do and build you up. But I want you to think with me about the book of Acts in the Bible, chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus spoke to his disciples and he said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And these were his last words. And then he went up to heaven, and that was that. And he was speaking to his disciples. His disciples were young men. There were 11 of them left at that point because Judas had taken his life because he had turned against Jesus, of course. And Jesus said this to 11 young men who had followed him around for about 3 years. They were not well educated and they were not high-ranking people in society, and they generally did not come from wealthy or important families. Some of them do seem to have been successful in business at different things, but they were very young, and they had left those businesses to follow Jesus. He was speaking to them in Israel, which was owned by the Roman Empire, which was dominated by the Roman Empire. The Romans had placed the family of the Herods over them. These were puppet kings that were horrible tyrants. They had Pilate, who was a governor over them, and he was evil, and we know he was evil because he would kill Jews and mix their blood in with sacrifices in the temple. He was really evil. He was a total tyrant. And the Jews lived in this time hopeless and helpless against the Romans. The Romans were the most powerful force in the world and had dominated the world for centuries at that point and continued to dominate the world for centuries after that. And it was a mess. And Jesus said to these 11 young men, "I'm leaving. You are going to be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." You can read in Matthew chapter 28 where he told them that they should go into all the nations and make disciples and teach the nations to make disciples of the nations and teach the nations to obey everything he had commanded, to baptize and teach them. And so these 11 young men were commissioned by God, by Jesus himself, to go and make disciples of the nations. Meanwhile, they were a slave nation under Rome, and Rome killed Jesus. Jesus, of course, came back from the dead, defeated death, and said, "Now you guys go do it, and go to the ends of the earth and do it." Jesus, of course, had kept his ministry basically between Jerusalem in the south and Sidon in the north, which is about 100, just over 100 miles, roughly. He stayed in a small area, and he told these 11 guys to go everywhere. And they did. And that's the point of this. And I'm talking to you young men in particular because it has always been young men historically around the world who changed the world. It is always young men. Jesus sent these 11 and they quickly turned into thousands and they quickly traveled the known world. And they changed the known world in their own generation. And within a few centuries, the Roman Empire was gone and Christianity was everywhere. All right, you have been taught in this society, young men, old men, young women, old women, all of us have been taught in our society, not maybe taught out loud, but taught by growing up here, by living your life here. You have been taught that life is easy and that things are handed to you, and generally that you are entitled to these things. And you don't have any significant work to do. It's relatively easy. Everybody is educated in this country. Everybody is literate. It's easy to get a job. Places are constantly trying to hire. In this country, you're free to start businesses. We have free enterprise. They're trying to regulate it and make it harder for you, but it's available. It's certainly more free than most places. But you have been taught simply by breathing the air around here that life is easy and there's nothing really that important to do. Just go do whatever you want. You can be whatever you please. And you have been taught this, and this is causing depression. This is causing a total depression of our young people and our old people, but especially our young people. You have been taught that life should be easy and that things should be handed to you, and this actually makes your life worse. Prosperity creates slavery. Prosperity creates depression. And this is why you have so many of your young man friends who are depressed, who have more money and more education and more hope and promise for the future growing up here in the United States of America than any generation ever. And yet, depression is widespread. Video game addiction is widespread. Even worse stuff, porn addictions is widespread. Drug addictions is widespread. These things are destroying your generations. They're messing you up. And the solution here is to give your life to Christ and then go do hard things. Do really hard things. Change the world. You were made for this. God placed you here now at this time, at this place. You didn't choose who your parents were, and you didn't choose where you were born, and you didn't choose when you were born. God chose these things. And he said, I need these people in this place at this time. Why does he need you now? Why does he need you here? Look around. Pay attention to what's going on now. Pay attention to what's going on here. And then go fix it. Do hard things. You were made for hard things. You were made to create a future that is better than the present and that is better than the past. You were made for this. God has ordained you for this. And so if you are, I don't know, a young person struggling to get through school or in college or getting an advanced degree in college, you're somewhere in that maybe age 15 to 25 age bracket where our world tells you to center everything on your education, and you're stuck in that right now, and it's causing you depression, and it's causing you anxiety and worry, and it's causing you these things, find a way to take a year off and go to some faraway land where they have tropical diseases and slavery and evil, and be a missionary and build a church, join up with an existing church, and make the name of Jesus known in that dark place, and get nothing out of it for yourself. Do not go there for your own benefit. Go there for the sake of the gospel and be missionaries. This is how the world was changed. This is how the United States was built. It was built by young families coming across on a boat, and you know the story of the Pilgrims in 1620, and they wrote their Mayflower Compact, and they said, we're going to start a new place. And they built it up, and it was hard, and it was really hard. And many of them died in the first year of horrible diseases and all sorts of problems, and it was hard. And yet it was fulfilling, and they built themselves, and they built their future generations all the way down to us. They built for us the most free and prosperous land ever. And this is a powerful testament to what a few, a very small few, hardworking and dedicated young men leading their young families can accomplish. And you can do it too. You can go to a faraway land and take great risk as a missionary, or you can try something here. You can look around at your friends, at the families you grew up with, and see that there is a widespread depression that is moving across this nation. There's a lack of vision, and the people are out of control and getting into all sorts of mischief. Look at that and say, not me, not my household. We're going to move forward. And then go start a business and work really hard at your business in the name of Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Do it for his glory and do it really well and prosper at it. And hire up some of these people that have no hope. Hire them. Give them jobs. Transform your community. Do it one community at a time. You are the salt of the earth. Don't lose your saltiness. You're the light of the world. Be really bright. Don't go in a corner. Do not let the world put you in a corner. They tell you that your ambition is bad and that it's toxic. They tell you that your masculinity is not welcome here, and they want to feminize you, or they simply want to keep you down, being someone who goes to college and gets some debt, buys a house and gets some more debt, and then has to go get a job so you can pay off your debts. And that is called being a wage slave. And you become enslaved to it, and it is hopeless, and it is helpless, it is not fulfilling. It does not let you be the kind of man that God made you to be. Break the cycle, break out of the cycle, and go do something hard. Go do something difficult. Go do something that will serve and build others, and go do something that will put you in a new position. We need church planters all over the place that will plant churches that do the hard work of transforming their community. We need this. We need you to join us. You're welcome in our church. You should be welcome in any church. Any church that does not welcome your young manhood, find a different one. We're out there. We exist. And we have a great vision. There is a great vision for you as a young man for your future. So get off the couch. Stop doing the video games. Stop running around, going to the parties and getting drunk and smoking stuff you shouldn't be smoking. Stop doing it. Get a vision for your life and move forward. Do it in the name of Jesus and continue doing it until you're hiring people and giving jobs into your community. And if you can't do that, then go be a missionary or plant a church somewhere and do all of these things in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We're going to continue doing this series for you as we go forward. I'll see you then.